This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1243. Less flashy, but more useful English vocabulary to spark connection. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, we bring you two very short and similar sounding phrases, but you'll quickly see how different they are, but how useful they can be when it comes to commenting and connecting in English.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Yeah, Michelle, things are good. I'm thankful to be on the microphone as always. And it's a sunny day in LA.
That's good. Life is good. Oh, my gosh, though. I just ate the best chocolate chip cookie, though. It was huge. And I loved it because I love chocolate chip cookies. They're my favorite. But, you know, so much for eating healthy.
I mean, so much for that. But hey, when you get a, we have a good chocolate chip cookie in front of you, it's hard to resist. For me, that's ice cream. Over the weekend, I had a little bit of Ben and Jerry's chocolate with chocolate brownie, which was so good. And yeah, so much for that healthy waistline. But who cares? It's just one treat. It's one dessert.
Yeah. For me, just one or more than one. That's okay. Did you? Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. Guys, so sometimes one tiny word changes the entire meaning of an expression, right? So we're going to go over one really good example today because we have a listener question and it involves this short little phrase, so much for. So we're going to do that in just a second. Yeah, I'm excited for this one, Lindsay. This is a really, really good question. I had a lot of fun with this one.
Yeah, I'm glad that our listener here is really listening to English so closely to hear these two different phrases and just little things, little changes that are made that we do need to start to pay attention to. I mean, this is great, guys.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we're going to get into the listener question in just a second. But before that, we have a quick reminder. Guys, if you haven't yet, you need to hit subscribe on your podcast player, right? Because if you don't hit subscribe, you might miss really good episodes, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. Or special announcements, right? For any special things we're doing. Like last month, we did a fun web class, right? That was awesome. You and Jessica did it together.
That's right.
So, and guys, you wouldn't have known about that if you weren't subscribed to the podcast. So make sure you hit subscribe on your podcast player if you are a regular listener or you want to become one.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. Okay, Lindsay, so could you read this question for us?
Sure. Here we go. So this is from Muller. Muller 6 says, I was wondering if you could possibly discuss the phrase so much for. I always get confused by its meaning, like this one that I saw on a TV show and this one, so much as.
Okay. the one from the TV show. I think it's the one down. It says help. It seemed like it was coming
part
from
of the question still.
Yeah. Okay. yeah. I guess it was listed below or something got messed up, but that's okay. So like it says like help. It seemed like it was coming from around here, didn't it? Everybody back to camp. Our packs. So much for my GPS and my satellite phone. Or what's the other one, Lindsay?
Okay. Or number two, I will never abandon you. And even though I can't always be around, if you so much as breathe my name, I will come for you, or something like that, right? Okay, so those were just examples that this listener wrote in that he or she was confused about the use of. What are the phrases again, Michelle?
So much for and so much as.
Yeah, ooh. Because they are really similar.
Right, they're really similar. So you might think, oh, well, they're the same, right? Or, they're probably roughly the same. Because sometimes, you know, you never know. Sometimes it could just be that they're pretty much the same thing. You know, you guys will write in and it's like, oh, yeah, they're the same. And then with this one, it's just one tiny word and we're going to tell you it's different, right? So, right. It can be confusing. But guys, we're going to clear it up for today. And I mean, I think that these are both really useful little phrases. I never thought about like if they were similar or not, because I don't think about the words. I don't think of so much for, so much as. I think about the overall meaning, right, as a chunk. So until now, I wouldn't have even placed them in the same category, but they are, because they both use the same two first words, right, Lindsay? So much blank.
Yeah, they're used in such different contexts that it makes sense as a native speaker that you wouldn't think about them being similar, Michelle. So that's where we want you guys to start moving towards, is using things in context and learning them in context. Right. So we're not getting things confused. Yeah, it's just the difference of a few prepositions, but they're very different.
Right. So let's go over them. So let's start with so much for. Okay. So, you know, there are a couple definitions online, but the best way that I can explain it is that it means, well, I guess that's over, or, well, I guess that's not happening. So in the beginning of the episode, I said that I ate a huge chocolate chip cookie. And then I said, so much for eating healthy. So I'm basically saying here, I guess I'm done with eating healthy.
It has a sense of giving up on something, but not necessarily in a sad way. It's just kind of making a statement. It can be often used to make fun of yourself, right? You're kind of making fun of yourself a little. Oh, so much for my diet. So I just had, you know, 5 chocolate chip cookies.
Right. Exactly. So it can be used in kind of a fun way. So, but yeah, it is that sense of, I like how you put that, Lindsay, the sense of like giving up on something.
I love that. And in the transcript example for our listeners, right, they pointed out this phrase, help. It seemed like it was coming from around here, didn't it? Everybody back to camp. Our packs. So much for my GPS and my satellite phone.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know where this is from, a TV show, or I'm not sure where. But I can't tell quite what's going on here because I don't know what we're listening to or the context. But it seems here that maybe the packs were gone and they contained the GPS and the satellite phone. So maybe the person was saying, oh, I guess we don't have those anymore. Like, I'm giving up. We don't have it.
Right. This must be from some TV show or movie or something that our listener had a transcript for. So that is from another show. But yeah, that's a good example in context right there. So much for my GPS and my satellite phone.
Right. Exactly. So Lindsay, do we have a couple other examples we can use?
Yeah, for sure. So here's one, guys. I thought we were meeting on Tuesday, but he said he can't. So much for trying to make plans with him. He always cancels.
Okay, awesome. It's like, I give up, right? I give up on making plans with him.
Yeah, it's kind of like the feeling of throwing up your arms, right? Oh, right. I give up. So much for this.
Yeah, that's a funny image. That's so true. Yep, throwing up your arms. Or another one you could say, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's already 3 a.m. I have to get up at 7. So much for sleep. Okay, throwing up your arms. It's not happening.
Right. I love it. So is this always used in kind of a humorous, I would say it's used in like a light way a lot of the time.
I'm not going to say it's always used in a humorous or a sarcastic way. But I mean, that's kind of the way that we're focusing on for right now, guys. Kind of like, I give up, right? It's over. Yeah. You could use it in other ways. But, you know, this is to me, very frequently used way. And I like to keep it a little bit focused for today. So we're going to stick with that.
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
So Lindsay, what was the next phrase that we were going to talk about?
Okay, so guys, now we're going to switch gears to a completely different meaning, different phrase, which is so much as. So much as, right. Okay? So dictionaries define this as even, the word even. And I'm sure, Michelle, do you think we've done any episodes on the word even? I suppose we probably have, right?
We probably have. Guys, you have to put that into the search bar. Yeah, I didn't look that one up specifically, but we must have.
Yeah, go over, guys, to allearsenglish.com/episodes and type that into the search bar. See if you can find an episode on that to make sure you understand what even means, and then come back to this episode. That'll be a good background builder.
For sure, for sure. So the listener example was, I will never abandon you. And even though I can't always be around, if you so much as breathe my name, ... Right. So here you could replace the words, replace so much as with the word even, if you even breathe my name. Right.
Totally. That makes complete sense. Yeah, I love that. So it's really just a swap in for even, and it adds a little more drama, I guess.
Right, right, right. And, you know, it might not work in every context to just replace even with so much as, right? But we're focusing on some of the main ways today, and we'll give you some examples. So, you know, you really got to listen for the context, and we'll give you the examples here today. So what's another example that we could use, Lindsay?
Okay, here's a phrase. Be quiet. If I hear so much as a peep from you, you will not get any dessert. Oh, that's so mean.
Ooh, a peep. That's a fun word. Peep. I think that's a good bonus word. What's a peep?
That's a good bonus word. Yeah, a peep means just a sound, like a tiny sound, like a sound that a mouse would make, a squeak, right?
Right. Yeah, I love that one.
Oh, man. Did your parents discipline you that way? They held back dessert?
No. Did yours?
No, I don't think so. Not really.
No. But yeah, so here it's saying, if I hear so much as a peep from you, you will not get any dessert. So it's saying, even if I only hear a small sound from you, that's it. No more dessert, right?
Right. Or here's another one. I hate olives. If I so much as accidentally get a taste of an olive on pizza, I get upset.
Right. That's actually a completely true statement from me.
I can't believe you hate olives. Oh, who hates olives? Most people love olives. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think it's kind of one of those controversial foods. But
it's weird. Like, you like salty things. You're a salty person. Like, sorry, I don't think you're a salty person.
Thank you.
You have salty, like, that's your preferred taste over
sweet,
right?
And I like pickles and strong pickles, too.
Oh, that's weird. But you don't like olives. Very strange.
No, I like, I hate them. I don't even, like, they're my least favorite food. Most hated food. Yeah, so here is saying, I hate olives. If I so much as accidentally get a taste of an olive on a pizza, I get upset. So it's saying, even if I only, right? So it's kind of like saying, if I only get a tiny taste, I get upset.
Exactly. So guys, you can see now how extremely different these two phrases are.
Yeah, they're not anywhere close, really.
No. Exactly. So let's do a role play, Michelle, so we can show our listeners in context here so they can start using this.
All right, let's do it. So here, you are my teacher, and you are giving instructions on the first day of class, and you are very strict, Lindsay.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine it. All right. There will be no talking when I'm writing on the board. If I hear so much as one word, you will be sent to the principal's office.
Okay, I understand. Can we talk during the break?
No.
So much for a fun class.
Okay. Hopefully you didn't say that to the teacher.
Hopefully I said that under my breath to a friend. No, hopefully the teacher didn't hear that. Otherwise, I have a feeling I'm going to the principal's office.
Yeah, you are. That's funny. All right, great. So here we go. So the first one here is, if I hear so much as, again, we said earlier, Michelle, that this can be replaced with even, right?
Yeah, if I even hear one word, right?
Yeah, exactly. It would be a perfect swap. But again, like you said before, it's not always a perfect swap. So just be careful, guys. Make sure you know exactly when it fits and when it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Listen for context. And then you said that we can't even talk during the break. So I said, so much for a fun class. So it's kind of like, I give up on a fun class. And I'm saying it in a sarcastic, funny kind of way that the teacher would not find funny if she heard.
Yeah, I love that. And again, we said throwing up our arms and giving up on something. So perfect. Those are great examples. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So these are really good phrases. So, you know, there are different ways to use the phrases that I mentioned, right? But today we're focusing on just a couple different ways. You know, but let us know if you hear them used in different ways or in different formats, or if the word placement is something different. We're happy to go over those, but we wanted to keep it focused on kind of the basics today, the basic differences for today. So, but I think that this is really cool because it kind of shows you how one word can either make no difference of a change, or it can make every like big like a huge difference between the meaning. And you know, that's just kind of, you got to realize that that's going to happen. Sometimes it will be different, sometimes it won't, and we just got to, you know, get used to rolling with it, right, Lindsay?
Rolling with it. I love it. So true, Michelle. So this is how we move from upper intermediate guys to advanced. It's by paying attention to these nuances, and you guys are ready for this, so go out and use it.
Right, right, right. And, you know, try using these phrases today. You know, they're short. And they may not sound that interesting, so much for, so much as, right? But they can actually make you sound much more natural in English. And sometimes the greatest expressions aren't the ones that are complicated sounding or fancy, but the small ones, like these ones. So, you know, don't just hear something like this and say, oh, that's, you know, just a bunch of grammar sounding words, right?
Right.
You don't want to think like that. And I'm glad that our listener brought these to our attention, because it may, somebody might say, oh, well, it's not as fun as the idioms about horses, right? Like that we did on a couple weeks ago, right? But it's very, very important and very useful. And it can be used in personality.
Exactly. Good points, Michelle. I mean, in some ways, it's more diverse than the horse idioms. You know what I mean? It's more useful. You can slip these in more situations to really relate to people. And it does tie in a little bit with sarcasm, too. We didn't talk too much about that today, but we could do a follow up on how, you know, so much for that, right? Could tie in sarcastically, too. And that would be another direction we could take this in. So, guys, let us know if you hear these phrases being used and if you're still confused. Bring that information in from the real world of English and show it to us, and we'll do another episode on it.
That's awesome. Okay, well, this was really a lot of fun, and thanks to our listener for that great question. And Lindsay, I will talk to you soon.
Definitely. And Michelle, before we get off the mic, I want to remind our listeners to go over and find us on Instagram, right, Michelle? We're having lots of fun over there. Yeah, lots of fun. Lots of different stuff we're getting over there. Videos, guys, of all three of us, and, you know, photos, images, really stretching your vocabulary over there and connecting as a community. So go over and find All Ears English on Instagram. We'll see you guys there.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Bye, Michelle. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.